Are you busy? My friend wants to ask you something. Ha ha, very funny. No, she's not imaginary. Although sometimes I wish she was. She's on the phone. She's my best friend, so I have certain obligations to her when it comes to dealing with boys. Even if they're my big brother. Plus, I owe her a really big favour that she insisted I repay like this. So, here's the thing. My friend likes you a lot. Well, okay, maybe not a lot. Maybe more than just a regular guy by a fair amount. But not really at boyfriend level either, because kinda sorta close to friends with benefits, but not quite. She wants me to tell you that you're so close. All it would take to push her interest in you into the naughty stuff level is, well, money. Sorry, I feel horrible for just talking to my brother about something like this. I wouldn't do it if she wasn't my best friend. Oh, and calling in her favour. But, she might have offered me 10% of her money as commission, so there's that. You know how short on cash I am, but apparently not as much as her. So, if you're interested in her deal, I can tell her to come right, like, over right now. Then you can give her, 1 second, please. Hey, how much money were you asking for? Are you serious? That's a lot of money. I can't tell my brother that amount. Look, text it to me and I'll just show you it to him. Can you do that? Okay, she's texting me the amount she wants because I am way too embarrassed to mention that amount. It's being delivered, right? Oh, well, I guess she decided to text me a selfie first. Although, I guess this was really meant for you. Seeing her all naked like this might make you change your mind about the huge amount of money she's asking for. That is, if you want to see it. Yes, I know. Dumb question. I will need to delete that picture after all of this. She's underage, just like me. I'd probably get in more trouble for having that on my phone than you would for having sex with her. Now, if you can just take your eyes off her picture for just a minute, you can see how much she's asking for underneath it. Now, give me the phone back. I know you're distracted, but give me the phone back, please. If you actually want her, you'll need to let me talk to her again. Then you could have the real thing instead of a tiny picture on her phone. You still there? Yeah, showed him the picture. And how much you're asking for. Look, I don't think my brother has that much money. You don't have that much money, do you? Even if you did, that's an awful lot to pay for sex with a girl. Even if she is pretty hot in a jailbait kind of way. Wait, let me talk to her again for a second.
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
No.
That's not good. I've been thinking about it too, and the more I think about it, the more I start to think this isn't a good idea. Especially for that much money. I know I get 10% of it and you're my friend, but he's my brother. And I have to look out for him too. No, we need to think this idea over some more. I'll talk to you later. No, no more talking right now. I'm hanging up. Bye-bye.
Now, don't get mad at me. I can tell you're thinking of paying her that ridiculous amount of money. She knew what she was doing when she sent the selfie first. All the blood was drained from your brain by the time you saw how much she was charging. But I know my friend, she'll think it over and drop her price to something more reasonable. I'm saving you money, even though it means, you know, less money for me. It's just that she was asking for way too much money from you. For that much money, I'd sleep with you. that came out wrong. I didn't mean it like that. I meant I'd sleep with you for that much money if you weren't my brother. And even then, I was kind of exaggerating. I'm not as, let's say, outgoing as my friend. I'd never sleep with you. Not as my brother, at least. And it's not like you'd ever sleep with me, let alone pay me for it. Even, would you? Even for free, I guess. I never stopped to consider it. If you've thought of me in that way, but I guess it happens. I don't think of you like that, but that doesn't mean you don't as well. Or maybe you didn't, but my friend's offer and her picture got you turned on, and then I cock-blocked you, and now I'm here, all convenient and everything. Sorry, I'll just stop talking now. I'm making a little poorly phrased statement and turning it into a cringe fest. Which rhymes with incest. And I'm just making it worse. Maybe you're even mistaking this for me trying to lead you on or something, but I would never ever sleep with you, even for money. An awful lot of money. Okay, this is going to drive me nuts if I don't ask. But don't get the wrong idea or anything. But would you be willing to pay for sex with me? With your little sister? Like, for what she was asking for, minus a family discount? Now I've embarrassed you, and myself too. I'm sorry, my curiosity just got the better of me. It's just that even as gross as incest is, it's the money I keep thinking about more. If you ever tried to seduce me, I'd probably get physically sick, and if you offered me money, I'd probably slap you on the face and tell Mum. But you didn't do anything. I just kind of brought up the general idea of it by mistake. Mostly I'm still cringing internally about it. But there's a small part of me that is considering it. Not that you made the offer, neither of us did, but the idea is kind of still hanging there. You know, the whole you give me money and I let you have sex with me thing? Except maybe it's best we don't discuss this anymore. Although if somehow we did happen to have sex and then somehow you decide to just give me a certain amount of money out of the goodness of your heart, well, that's different, I guess. Except you wouldn't really want to have sex with me. I'm your little sister, even if I am kind of cute and a virgin, but you probably would want someone more experienced if you're going to pay for it. Now, for no particular reason, I'm going to take off my clothes. I was going to take a shower before dinner, and your laundry basket will work just as well as mine. If the sight of your little sister slipping off her dress grosses you out, you can kick me out of your room. But it doesn't seem to be grossing you out. I've got all kinds of butterflies in my stomach. Maybe you can see them because I'm just wearing a bra and panties now. I'll be wearing even less once my trembling fingers undo my bra. It's so much different taking it off in front of a boy, especially brother. But I did it. I just joined my dress in your laundry basket. Now, maybe my breasts aren't as nice as my friend's, but hers were on a phone while mine are right here. You haven't kicked me out yet, and I haven't run, you know, out of the room screaming yet. Instead, I'm making myself slowly pull down my panties while your eyes help undress me. Then my panties go in the basket and my heart goes in my throat. I think I'll lie down on your bed now. Then I'll find out if I just made a huge fool out of myself by guessing wrong or if I ended up making a huge mistake by guessing right. I'll just close my eyes now so that I can't even see you. In fact, I've forgotten that you're already here. Or that this is your bed and I'm in your room. That's why I can put my hands between my legs and play with myself. Oh god, this is stupid. What was I thinking? What will you think of me? Was that a sipper? Damn it. I opened my eyes and you're naked. But it's your room, so I guess it's okay. I'm the weird one for being naked in your room, touching myself. You can be forgiven for being naked in your own room, or for getting into your own bed. If your naked little sister just happens to be there already, that's not your fault. Even if you end up lying right on top of her. Please don't think me a slut or a pervert. It's just the money, which you may or may not give me. I really need it. More than I need my virginity, or more than I need to not have incest with my brother. But better me than her, I think. The money stays in the family this way. Everything stays in the family. The money and your cock. Yeah. that cock that's pushing against me now. Maybe I should be wetter or older or drunker. Definitely far more distant genetically, but do it anyway. Ignore how nervous I look or unsure of myself. Don't worry about how my body is shaking like a leaf, unless that kind of thing turns you on even more. Hurry, before I change my mind, or you do, or Mum and Dad come home and we have to stop this and we pretend it never happened and never get this close again. Go ahead and make love to your little sister. Oh, okay. It's a bit awkward. Oh shit. Oh, it's going in. Oh my god, this is crazy. This is stupid. This is wrong. But we're still going to do it, aren't we? Okay. Alright. You're all the way in me. I'm not a virgin anymore. I'm just a teenage girl, full of bad judgment and a brother's cock. But you paid good money for this. At least I hope you still give me the money. Or I'll feel even worse about this. Either way, I'll do the best I can. Maybe not as good as she would have, but I'll still try. Now move. We don't have all day. Now, that we're actually having sex, we need to finish this before Mum and Dad get home. If we hear them drive up, you have to take it out of me. I'm pretty sure I'm never letting you put it back in again. You keep your money, but I still have lost my virginity. Jesus Christ. Slowly. Nice and gentle for your little sister. You're not just screwing any girl. This is Spiel. And very wrong, but it's special. Because it is so wrong. We shouldn't be doing this, but we are. I shouldn't have let this happen. I should tell you to stop. Instead, my body is encouraging you. My pussy squeezing your cock. My body moving with yours. And I'm so wet right now. But you know that. You can feel it around your cock. And by how easily you can fuck me with a cock now. You also know that despite everything, I'm getting turned on. I don't think that's supposed to happen. Not for my first time and not with my brother. But none of this is supposed to be happening. If I have an orgasm with you, for you, then you'd like it better. I don't know if I will, because I don't know what to think anymore. If I was thinking at all today, I wouldn't have let this happen. Or if I did, I'd have told you you needed to wear a condom, or at least not to put your sperm inside of me. But I wasn't thinking, and I'm still not. And you're about to come in me, and maybe even make me pregnant. This is so wrong. I feel so good. I'm scared and ashamed. But I feel so good. little sister feel so good. So, I guess this is the awkward moment after your brother comes in you and he's still inside of you and you're not sure what to do or say. But I think I did mention something about a shower earlier, so, you know, if you could just take it out and get off me. Yeah, thanks. Let me grab my clothes. Leaving them in your laundry basket might be suspicious now that I think about it. Oh, and my phone. I definitely can't forget my... Why is the call timer still going up on this? Hello? Oh my god. You were there the entire time. It's not what it sounded like. I can explain everything I... yeah. Okay. Well, talk to you later then, I guess. That might have been my friend on the phone. Because I might have not hung up the call like I thought I did. And she might be coming over after dinner tonight for a last minute sleepover. Except she said there probably won't be much sleeping.